Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Welcome back to the podcast, Juggling the Chaos of Recovery. I'm your host, Moira Gorski, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. Now, I'm in the middle of a three-part series where I'm talking about my morning routine. So if you haven't listened to the first one, I encourage you to stop this and go find that first episode where I talk about my morning routine and my first step in there, the first step of my morning routine, which is journaling. And I talk about just the importance of a morning routine. And so again, if you haven't listened to that, it was a real short episode. So I encourage you to go and find that and listen to that first and then come back to here, which is the second one. So the second part of my morning routine. So as I mentioned in the first one, you know, the morning routine has really made a big difference in my life here, and especially in the last 5 years where I've been juggling the chaos of recovery as my daughter has struggled with her eating disorder and her recovery and just all of the emotions and that have come along with that. And I've read lots of books on morning routines. There's a book called The Miracle Morning. There's a miracle morning for network marketers. I think there's a miracle morning for lots of different industries and whatnot. I started to read that and hear from others that had a morning routine and how it really set themselves up to have a great day, a great morning, a great week. And so I have been having this morning routine for several years now. Now, of course, I'm not perfect, so it doesn't happen every morning, but I really do find for sure that when I do this different routine, that my day does go better. And I just have a much more positive attitude throughout the day. So the first step I had mentioned was journaling. And you can, again, listen to that on the other podcast. But this one, my second step is meditation. Now, meditation, I started to learn about meditation and the power of breath and slowing down, really when I started to be introduced to yoga several years ago. And I was introduced to yoga by a wonderful friend of mine, Laura Nosek, who I am so excited to be interviewing on this podcast. So stay tuned for that episode. She is a beautiful soul and has a beautiful recovery story herself. But she was working at our local health club where I was attending, and I started for some reason to attend the yoga classes and started again to learn about the power of breath and slowing down and a bit about meditation. And it's, again, been a huge game changer for me. Yoga, meditation. Again, we'll have lots of podcasts about yoga. I have another interview coming up with a friend of mine who's a beautiful recovery story and how yoga has really transformed her life. So I've learned about meditation, and I've also read a book, a neat one that I picked up at our local Theosophical Society here in Illinois, because I went to a lecture, if you will, a talk about meditation and with some practical tips. And this particular gentleman who wrote this book was running the meditative workshop. And I'm not sure how to say his last name, but the book is called The Meditative Path, A Gentle Way to Awareness, Concentration, and Serenity, John Cienciosi. So I'm sorry if I'm completely butchering that name, but it's a small little book, but it's really a wonderful book that talks about meditation. He's a former Buddhist monk who's now married and he teaches in the United States. Perhaps I'll reach out to him and see if he'd like to be on the podcast. So he draws on over 30 years of experience, you know, to make meditation relevant for ordinary people. So I love his definition that, you know, meditation is a systematic introspective practice to facilitate the growth in these three main areas: Number one, getting to know the mind, studying your feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Training the mind, so intentionally cultivating three essential qualities like awareness, concentration, and serenity. And then freeing the mind, reducing the power of that those negative thoughts, the negative tendencies that for sure diminish inner peace. I know that for a fact, and outer harmony. So, you know, when we think about it, when we go to school or our kids go to school, you know, that's an educational training of the mind, right? And so meditation is just another way of kind of training the mind. And we use various exercises, you know, with meditation to train the mind to just have a better mental outlook, better mental health and well-being. So I do believe, and I know it for a fact with myself, you know, we can train the mind just like you can train for a race or train to be a great gymnast. Again, meditation is something that is usually number two in my morning routine. And it's a matter of getting quiet and sitting with yourself, sitting with your thoughts, sitting with your breath. And many people choose to do meditation in silence. And sometimes I do, but quite honestly, even in the morning, my mind is thinking and going, and it's hard for me to stay focused on just quieting that mind, because really in meditation, those that talk about meditation talks about just trying to, again, keep your mind kind of blank and quiet and peaceful. And if you have so many thoughts going, it's really hard to do that. Many times I will, you know, choose an app to use. And I don't know if you can hear it, but my dog is snoring in the background. So he's meditating and sleeping there. But I usually use an app in the morning, and that really helps to focus me so that I can really do my meditation. My favorite one is called Insight Timer. And it has so many different guided meditations. It has music. It has even different courses that you can take. I mean, that's kind of the paid version. I don't have the paid version. I have the free version. And there's so much in there. And often, well, I have a lot of my favorites shared there. So, you know, I pick up my phone, I put in my wireless headphones, and I find, you know, one of my favorite meditations, and it could be morning affirmations, or it could be morning gratitude, or it could be courage. Again, it's an app that you can just go to and kind of search. Like if you wanted to search for courage or love or peace or something, you know, a particular thing that you were trying to work on or that you were trying to accomplish, like peace, you can put it in the search bar there, and it'll bring up all the different offerings for something that's about peace or mindfulness. So I have several of mine favorites saved, and I just choose one and I go through the guided meditation. Again, many times that's really what I need in the morning, because I have a lot of things that I'm thinking about. Again, if you listen to the first podcast, I try to start out by journaling so that I can get some of those thoughts out on paper and in my, you know, out of my mind and onto my journal. But still, I love the guided meditations, and it really helps me. I just listen to what they say. And again, it's real simple. And so I encourage you to find one of those apps if you're looking at starting to meditate, because sometimes when we quiet our minds and we sit still, we fall asleep. Or on the other hand, we can't even relax and, you know, let our mind go blank, if you will. So the guided meditations is a really nice choice. Again, I love Insight Timer, but there's a lot of other apps like Calm. There's another one called Oak, I believe you'll find that. And there's lots of different ones. You can go on the App Store and search morning meditations. You can find lots of different meditation apps. But again, I use one because it's hard for me to quiet my mind. So I'll use the guided meditation. There's also, I can set up a time if I just want to kind of hear like the singing bowls or, you know, the gongs or things like that. I'll put that on just kind of as a background if I feel like I just want to listen to that as opposed to listen to a guided meditation. And again, with the meditation, it really just starts out with slowing down the breathing and taking some deep breaths and kind of, you know, again, breathing in and breathing out and letting go of your thoughts, letting go of the night's sleep. If you're choosing meditation another time of the day, just kind of letting go of the day and helping your body to relax, and then starting again the guided meditation. What I found when I started to meditate several years ago, really in the midst of a lot of this chaos in my house, and sometimes it was meditating in my front room here, sometimes it was kind of meditating with my eyes open as I was going for a walk with the dogs, is I started to like hear in my head, not in a crazy way, but you know how it happens. You start to think of people, you start to think of certain things. And I started to think of people's names, and I would tend to, after my meditation time, I'd write them down in my journal or a little card that I had next to me. And you know what I did? I started to call them. You know, I would call Joan and say, oh, I thought about you this morning, and how are you? And we would oftentimes, she'd exchange a few texts or messages, and then we'd get together and I'd get to talking and catching up with her. And then I realized why I had thought about her, because somehow the universe, God, spirit, whatever you believe in, I believe that God had directed me to those thoughts and to, you know, to call her. Joan wasn't the only one, but she was definitely one of the friends that I called who has turned out to be a really very good friend of mine. She has become a prayer partner of mine and somebody that I can reach out to anytime that I want to go have a cup of tea or go for a walk in our arboretum. She's a wonderful friend of mine, and she's just helped me along this journey with my daughter. She's helped my daughter as well as just, you know, again, become a friend of mine. So as I've meditated and as I've quieted down, I've thought of people, and that continues today. I will think of people's names. I'll think of different ideas, you know, or I'll think about, as I talked about in the other episode about journaling, I'll think about those dreams that I have and like what that lake house, like I'll take some deep breaths and I'll think about that lake house and what does it look like and what's it going to feel like when we're there and what's it going to feel like when my kids come to visit or when I invite women from my team and my business to come and have a women's retreat there. So just quieting down and just thinking. But again, sometimes trying not to think about anything, because that's that power of kind of cultivating serenity and, you know, thinking about, again, our emotions. And I don't know about you, but have you ever meditated and just been thinking about things and you start to cry? Boy, I know I have. It just came over me one time. It was really something, and it's happened more than once, but I remember that. It's like, wow. But it's just, again, kind of that concentrating and slowing down and thinking and just really, really cool. I mean, that's what meditation has really done for me, is just help me quiet the mind, getting rid of the noise. Because something that I read one time, I think it's with the Buddhist tradition, and I'm not sure, but, you know, quieting the mind, the noise is gone, and then you can be in bliss and happiness. And so putting that meditation in my morning routine has made a big difference, not only, again, with helping me create a positive mindset for the day, but I found that I'm able to use that breath work that I learn in meditation, or just that, again, quieting the mind or closing the eyes, in other areas of my life. You know, that's what I'm sure my friend who will talk about yoga will talk about, is just, you know, the practice of yoga, the practice of breath, the practice of meditation, that can help us learn, again, that do that exercise of quieting the mind and being serene and being present and the power of being right now and being present. And we can practice that in meditation, and then we can take that on into our life. So I found, you know, what I found is I was meditating more. Again, hearing lots of people's names and calling them and having wonderful experiences with them. But I also found that when I was in tough situations, if it was with my daughter or with a therapist or, you know, in a family session or just myself alone driving up to visit or to pick her up or, you know, whatever the case, when things were tough, I found that I was able to quiet myself down better. And I didn't get so, my emotions didn't get so escalated. And I really saw that correlation between those morning meditations and learning to be quiet and learning to listen to those voices and learning to listen to that intuition that that speaks to me. And it just, again, that's the power of what meditation has really provided for me, and I know can provide for you. I know that even my daughter has said, I can't meditate. I can't sit still. My husband will even say that. I can't, you know, sit still sometimes for that long. And so give yourself some grace. I mean, if you don't meditate, just start with a minute, you know, set a timer and maybe set a timer for a minute and take 5 deep breaths, you know, breathing in and breathing out. And, you know, taking in, say it's a deep breath of counting to 5 and then deep breath out counting to 6. You know, they say to go like 5 and then, you know, breathing out longer than breathing in. Many times I'll have a mantra, especially if it's one of those, like I'm going for a walk with the dogs, or maybe I'm driving in the car and I need to kind of focus and calm myself down. I'll have a mantra of like breathing in peace and breathing out fear, or breathing in courage and breathing out fear. A lot of breathing out fear, you know, or breathing out, you know, the bad, you know, even if it's just breathing in good and letting go of the bad. It's just can be a wonderful, you don't have to have that morning routine in your front room and everything's perfect and everything's quiet. You can even find time to meditate in your car, and not when you're driving. Don't turn off, you know, close your eyes, but you can pull over to the side of the road or pull into a parking space and do a little bit of meditation. Just breathing in for 5, breathing out for 5, and breathing 5 times. That can be a really nice slow meditation. It can really do wonderful things for your mind, for your body, for your spirit. So that's the second step of my morning routine, and I'm so glad that you joined me to hear about that today. Again, I always love to hear feedback from you. What's your morning routine? How did you find meditation? What do you struggle with your meditations, or what do you love about meditation? Do you use a certain app? Do you use a certain routine? I'd love to hear from you. And I'm so, so thankful that you're joining me on my little podcast, that I just really just continue to feel moved to continue to share with you. And I just love that you found it. I love that you are listening today. And again, I hope you found some value. I hope that this is helpful. And I hope you come back for the third step of my morning routine, which is reading. And we'll do that in the next episode. So again, thanks for joining me to listen to me share about my morning routine of journaling and meditation today. And we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at @GreenGorski, or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.